even, you know, if you look at what he's done during the season, even when you do kick it deep, he takes it out, and he's got a 109-yard kickoff return. Knew how dangerous he was, and we're just trying to keep the ball away from him. It's got to go out the back if he does it, because, like, as I said, you know, Patterson has returned 109 for a touchdown, so he's going to take it out no matter how deep it is. So it would literally have to be out the back of the end zone.
Did you envision them starting so often
though on the 35? No. We hit the ball a lot better during the week and had covered it a lot better during the week.
How do you explain coming out what seemed to be so flat in the game?
No, that's a good question. You know, I thought we had a great week of practice. But we don't make excuses. We didn't play well enough to win today.
Do you think that this being a win against a lesser team that's losing a star player, do you think that affected your team at all?
No, I don't, and it shouldn't.
One fact that Rashawn Lightly ended up with like 8 carries, did that have more to do with your belief that this was a team you could exploit in the pass?
No, we got down a little bit there, and we really weren't moving them very well up front, but I think some of the, you know, trying to take advantage of some of the matchups in the passing game, you know, trying to free up Deshaun and those guys in terms of also using, I thought LeSean was a very good weapon in the passing game itself, you know, with the screen passes and some of the underneath routes, you know, and didn't convert in a red zone, you know, and then we're down, and it felt like we were down 2 scores all the time, so just trying to get back into it.
Chip, today, when the team was warming up, when they were on the field, when things got down early, I mean, did you sense that they didn't have some of the same resilience that they've shown or some of that energy?
No, I really didn't. You know, I thought, you know, even when we were down at halftime, you know, we drove at the end of the first half to get 9, you know, and felt like we could come out at the beginning of the second, first drive of the second half, get something going. First down, we get something going. Then we take a sack on second down, and, you know, that hurts us. You know, we got to be able to not put ourselves in those negative situations. We got to, you know, we felt like down, I think it was 17-9 at the half. We score there, and it's you know, we're back in the game, and so.
What was
I thought we could have made it, and I also thought if we don't make it, we're in trouble. You know, if we can't gain a half a yard, maybe it tells you what the day's all about. But, you know, you got to think in fourth a half a yard, we can get a half a yard. So they didn't blitz. It wasn't like there was a, you know, an all-out coming at us. You know, we need to come off the ball and get some movement at the point of attack and dig ourselves out of that hole right there. You know, we hadn't gotten anything going at that point in time. So, you know, hoping we could jumpstart something there. So. I saw the ball, and I think he missed. I don't think he even saw the corner. I think he thought he was wide open, and then I didn't see the tail part of it. So.
Chip, what happened? Why was Jackson so upset after that?
I don't know. I just went over with Jason Avant, tried to squash it, and then we'll get to the bottom of it.
And why was his team, your team, so undisciplined?
That will be straightened out. You know, that's not how we're supposed to play, and obviously unacceptable, and we'll take care of that. You know, I thought we knew going in that it was going to be an issue in terms of very talented at the receiver position. And, you know, right from the get-go, I thought Castle was on fire and throwing the ball around a little bit. I know Billy tried to change some things up and changing coverages. And we need to generate a little bit more pressure on him and make sure that he can't set his feet when he throws. But we need to be a little bit closer in coverage, too. Yeah, I think Kurt's done a good job in practice and just trying to find out, you know, since Earl's been down, trying to find out where we are, and you know, I think Kurt deserves some time, and we're just trying to figure out who can play.
He
was just, you know, the doctors didn't think he was ready this week, so we'll see where he is next week.
It
was just a miscommunication upstairs. We should have gone for 2, and that's on me. So call timeout and make sure we're in the right situation. Yeah, we didn't. I don't think Nick, everybody. I don't think we played well on the offensive side of the ball. We were not on track and did not do what we normally do. And what's led us to, you know, when we were 3-5 and kind of dug ourselves out of a hole there, and we were playing well on the offensive side of the ball and had a rhythm to what we were doing. And today we didn't. So. I don't think so. Was he benched for the taunting? No, I think Billy handled that at the end. I'll talk to Billy and get that straightened out.
So
I didn't bench him for taunting, no.
So you don't know what Terry
did? I'll talk to Billy, I said.
When Nick Foles is back, what did you
you can't cut going back towards your own end zone. So I thought it was, you know, it's the right call for what the penalty is. So.
Was the block necessary to the
play? He has to seal that guy, you know, and I don't think he had to cut him. So.
What message would you give your team maybe tomorrow?
Tell him the same message that I told him when we were 3-5, is that we didn't play well enough to win today, but we need to stick together, and that's what we did when we were 3-5, and that's what we'll continue to do if we're going to be able to finish this thing off the right way.